It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show of the Afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Happy New Year. And hello, I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And just as we did in 2014 and 2013 and, I think it's been more than 25 years I've been doing this, it is time now to play the Harris Challenge. But I can't play it without you as a contestant, so call me now at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you each week by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in this town. We just had a big New Year's Eve celebration at the Falls. Next week, they will be back at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where they play every Wednesday night. There's no cover charge and good food there. And every Thursday night, they play at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge and amazing food. And if you stick around till after the challenge, I'll tell you where they are playing tonight. The Well Hungarians. You can find out about them yourself anytime by going to their website, wellhungarians.net. And let's move right into our first contestant. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Harris, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Hope you have a good one yourself.
I did. And as you know, being a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get the unique opportunity to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain in something we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I have nothing to plug. Sorry.
Okay. Well, then let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see the questions and categories you get to choose from. Led, of course, by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then Category 2, Women Named Donna. And Category 3, Popular Electronics. Which one would you like, Todd?
Let's go with Popular Electronics.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask Todd a series of 5 questions, a 1-pointer all the way up to a 5-pointer. That's a total of 15 points he can earn, but he doesn't have to get them all. All he has to do is get past the halfway point, 8 or more, to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize
man! Right you are, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have from Werenberg Theater.
Werenberg.
We have movie passes. You might want to see the new Hunger Games movie or maybe The Hobbit. That's just a couple, just to name a few that we have.
Just a tease.
Yeah, just a little tease.
Yeah.
Or we have a free bowling party.
All right, I'm going to pick this one up here. Oh, it's good. Oh, yes, strike.
Nice.
Good to start the new year off that way.
These free bowling parties are available at Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton or Crest Bowl in Florissant. And what you get is 1 hour of bowling shoe rental for up to 6 people on one lane. And a 1 large, 1-topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
The way you said that, it made it sound like it was 1 hour of bowling shoe rental.
Oh, you get 1 hour of bowling.
Comma,
shoe rental.
You would hope the rental lasts as long as the bowling.
Yeah.
The way he said it made it sound like you get the shoes and you eat pizza in them. Do not touch the balls and pins, whatever you do.
No.
Not that you get to touch the pins anyway, but... So those are your choices if you get to 8 points or more. But if you do get all 15 points, Todd, you get all of those prizes for a package valued at well over
$1 million.
All right. Popular electronics is the category, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is credited with inventing the telephone in 1876?
Thomas Edison.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Graham Bell.
What country was the first to develop the VCR for home use?
Japan.
Correct. What audio playback format was introduced by RCA in 1972?
Audio playback?
Yeah.
Cassette deck?
Compact discs. What communication device was first developed for use in cars in 1929?
Say that again.
What communication device was first developed for use in cars in 1929?
Cell phone.
The radio. What handheld product was invented by George Eastman in 1888?
Handheld product? Camera.
Yeah, that's right. It was the camera. Oh, let's see how you did here, Todd. You got 2 for Japan and 5 for the camera, but unfortunately that's only 7 points. It does not get you halfway through. And look at this. We're just 1 contestant into the new year, and I already have to punish you.
Oh, boy.
As you may know... If you've gone to movies for a long time, there was a movie called Back to the Future, which came out in 1985. And in the first movie, Marty McFly, played by Michael J. Fox, goes back 30 years to 1955. And then they made a sequel called Back to the Future, in which he goes forward 30 years to the year 2015.
1.21 gigawatts.
Yes, and we're now in the year 2015. We're in the Back to the Future 2 year. So I thought, let's have a tie-in with that. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the man who played George McFly in the movie, Mr. Crispin Glover.
Oh, boy.
You're cruel.
You keep saying you got something for me. And something you call love, but confess. You've been a mess where you should have been a mess.
That doesn't even sound like him.
And now someone else is getting all your best.
This is why Biff beat him up.
Hey, get your damn hands off me.
All right, McFly, have a seat. Todd, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great new year.
Oh, that was a bad way to start it, you know, Paul.
I know. Well, you brought it on yourself, young man.
Thanks.
Thank you. Take care. Here's our second contestant. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just say I'm aiming the PM.
All right. Hallelujah. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Women named Donna, or one name wasn't enough, they had to have three.
How about have you been paying attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Tom. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which two teams have advanced to the NCAA National Football Championship?
That would be Oregon and Ohio State.
Correct. Who was sworn in yesterday as St. Louis County Executive after surviving a recount?
Okay.
You pass?
Yeah.
Whose album was certified as the most sold album of 2014?
Pass.
Where was Air Asia Flight 8501 scheduled to land before it crashed into the sea this week?
Pass.
Which of these did Kim Jong-un say he was open to discussions with? Sony Pictures, South Korea, or the Dalai Lama?
Sony Pictures?
South Korea. Back to the two-pointer. Who was sworn in yesterday as St. Louis County Executive after surviving a recount?
Stenger.
Steve Stenger is right. Whose album was certified as the most sold album of 2014?
Pass.
All right, we're out of time before I can repeat any of the other questions. What if I told you the album was 1989?
Taylor Swift.
That would be correct. And Air Asia was supposed to go to Singapore. Tom, you got the one and you got the two, and things fell apart for you pretty quickly after that. So you will also have to be punished by Crispin Glover. Well, here he comes again.
Oh,
yeah. Just pick a lyric and mangle it, why don't you?
You keep lying when you ought to be a trooper. You keep losing when I'm not back. And you keep saving when I'm being shaken. No, it's mine, it's right, but you ain't been right.
Okay, yeah. Okay. You may have tied the straitjacket a little too tight, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Tom, have a great new year. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Paul.
Here's our next contestant. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'll tell you what. I have a buddy that has a catering company, Outdoor Smoke and Grill. And you can find that on the interweb, or whatever the kids call it these days.
Okay, Outdoor Smoke and Grill. Thank you.
I don't know the number, but it starts with a 540, so good luck.
Just randomly dial any digits after that until somebody says, yeah, yeah.
There's only like seven combinations, I think.
Which category would you like, Michael? We have women named Donna, one name wasn't enough, they had to have three, or Oh, Mario.
Let's go, Donna.
Women named Donna.
Yes, sir.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. By the way, we're doing this category today because we learned just before we went on the air today that Donna Douglas had died. She played Ellie Mae Clampett on the Beverly Hillbillies, wore the sexiest rope belt in television history, and I did not know this, But in 1959, she was on a Twilight Zone episode, which was called Eye of the Beholder, in which she was having surgery to make herself look better. And at the end, they reveal her face, and she had this beautiful, angelic, blonde look that she had in real life. But everybody else in the Twilight Zone episode had pig faces, and to them, she was ugly. Thus, the Eye of the Beholder. That was her.
I was just on last night.
Was it really?
Yeah, because one of the I can't remember which one.
They were doing a
sci-fi.
Yeah, sci-fi had a marathon. I did not see it last night, but perfect. Donna Douglas, dead at the age of 81 today. So this is Other Women Named Donna. 60 seconds on the clock, Michael. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Donna was known as the Queen of Disco in the 70s?
Donna Summer.
Correct. Which Donna played Abby Cunningham on Knott's Landing?
I don't know.
Three-pointer. On which NBC drama did Janelle Maloney play a character named Donna Moss?
I don't know.
Which Ghostbusters star met his wife Donna Dixon while filming the movie Dr. Detroit in 1983?
Dan Aykroyd.
Correct. In what 1977 John Travolta blockbuster did actress Donna Pascal get her big break? Huge Travolta movie from 1977.
Urban Cowboy.
John Travolta's Saturday Night Fever.
Oh,
okay. Back to the three-pointer. On which
Douglas.
On which NBC drama did Janelle Maloney play Donna Moss?
I don't know.
What if I told you she worked in the White House?
I don't know.
It would be West Wing. And the Donna who played Abby Cunningham on Knott's Landing was Donna Mills. So let's see what you did here. 1 and 4. Only 5 points for you, Michael, starting the year with triple punishment. Get him, Crispin.
I was really looking forward to a Donna Douglas question because I had that answer.
Yeah.
That's just what they'll do. On one of these days, these boots, I'm going to walk all over you.
Would somebody get that guy a cracker? He sounds like he's starving to death. Michael, have a great new year. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Amy, and the PDM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Here comes contestant number 4. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm just looking forward to going to the Science Museum Star Trek first Friday of the month activity night.
Oh, cool. What are they doing?
Well, they just have all these different booths that inspire people about science and technology around Star Trek.
Amazing when you go back and watch the original Star Trek series, how many of those things we ended up having. Things like, well, the now non-existent floppy disk. That was pretty cool in 1966 to see that on TV. And, of course, you're walking around with a communicator in your pocket now. Doesn't flip open like theirs do, but it did for a while, and now everybody's got a computer on them as well that they can actually talk to, and we'll talk back to them with Siri or other voice recognition software. So that's at the Science Center tonight, huh?
It is.
Yeah, pretty cool, Jeff. All right, which category would you like? We have one name wasn't enough. They had to have three. Or, oh, Mario.
I go, oh, Mario.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Jeff. We've already had to punish three people. Let's not make it four, okay?
Right.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Mario was governor of New York for 3 terms, gave 2 rousing speeches at Democratic conventions, and died yesterday at age 82?
Cuomo.
Correct. In what video game did the Nintendo character Mario first appear?
Donkey Kong.
Correct. Which Mario led the Pittsburgh Penguins to 2 Stanley Cups as a player and 1 as their owner?
Pass.
Which Mario is one of only 2 drivers to win races in NASCAR, Formula One, IndyCar, and World Sports Car Championships?
Andretti.
Mario Andretti is right. Which Mario wrote the book and screenplay for The Godfather?
Mario. Pass.
Pass on that one. Back to the three-pointer. Which Mario led the Penguins to 2 Stanley Cups as a player and 1 as their owner?
Mario Lemieux.
I'll go to hockey fan Dan Strauss for the correct answer.
Mario Lemieux.
Yeah, Mario Lemieux.
Oh.
And it was Mario Puzo who wrote The Godfather.
Mario Facebook show.
Yeah. Well, let's see how you did here, Jeff. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four.
Mm.
Oh, quadruple punishment on the first challenge of the year.
Wow.
Okay, that's enough. I don't want to hear him sing again.
You.
No more, thank you.
All right, Jeff, have a good new year. Here's contestant number five and the only person who stands between us and more of that. Greg, welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Good afternoon.
Hi, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'll just take this opportunity to wish everybody a happy new year, and hopefully I can save the day here.
I don't want to say humanity's counting on you, but humanity's counting on you, Greg. The category is one name wasn't enough. They had to have three. This is about celebrities with three names. You'll see as we go along what I'm talking about. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Star Wars character did James Earl Jones, see, three names, did he, what Star Wars character did he do the voice for?
Darth Vader.
Correct. On what TV show did Neil Patrick Harris play Barney?
How I Met Your Mother.
Correct. In what city did Tommy Lee Jones track down the fugitive?
Ooh.
You can pass if you want.
Just pass.
What TV show starred Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
You can pass.
Angels, pass.
What TV sketch show ensemble included David Alan Greer?
From the Living Color.
That's correct. Back to the three-pointer. In what city did Tommy Lee Jones track down the fugitive?
Chicago.
Correct. And Sarah Michelle Gellar was Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, all
Greg,
right.
I speak on behalf of all humanity when I say thank you for getting 11 points and winning some prizes and avoiding quintuple punishment music to start the year.
Yeehaw.
Congratulations. Stay on the line. Dana will tell you how you get your prizes. Play the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15 exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.